Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
I can make your bed right, girl.
She got that good, good. She Michael Jackson bad. I'm attracted to her for her attractive ass. And now we murderers because we kill time. I knock her lights out and she still shine. I hate to see her go, but I love to watch her leave. But I keep her running back and forth. Got a team, cold as a winter's day, hot as a summer's eve. Young money thieves, steal your love and leave.
I like the way you walking if you walking my way. I'm that Red Bull, now let's fly away. Let's buy a place with all kind of space. I let you be the judge, and I'm the case. I'm gutter gutter, I put her under. I see me with her, no Stevie Wonder. She don't even wonder, cause she know she bad. And I got a nigga, grocery bag.
Ooh, baby, I be stuck to you like glue. Baby, wanna spend it all on you. Baby, my room is the G-spot. Call me Mr. Flintstone. I can make your bed rock. I can make your bed rock. It's my turn. Maybe it's time to put this pussy on your sideburns. He say I'm bad, he probably right. He pressing me like button downs on a Friday night. I'm so pretty, like be on my pedal bike, be on my low starch, be on my egg white. He say Nikki, don't stop, you the bestest, and I just be coming off the top as bestest.
I love your sushi roll, hotter than wasabi. I race for your love, shake and bake, Ricky Bobby. I'm at the W, but I can't meet you in the lobby. Girl, I gotta watch my bag, cause I'm not just anybody. I seen them stand in line just to get beside her. I let her see the Aston and let the rest surprise her. That's when we disappear and you need GPS to find her. Oh, that was your girl, I thought I recognized her.
Ooh, baby, I be stuck to you like glue. Baby, wanna spend it all on you. Baby, my room is the G-spot. Call me Mr. Flintstone. I can make your bed right. I can make your bed right.
She said I'm caged in, I think her conscience is. She watching that Oxygen, I'm watching ESPN. But when that show ends, she all on my skin. Low chance, slow emotions, roller coaster. Like back, forth, hold it. She pose like it's for posters, and I poke like I'm supposed to. Take this photo if you for me. She said don't you ever show this. I'm too loyal, and too focused, to be losing, and be hopeless. When I spoke this, she rejoiced it. Said your words give me open, so I closed it. Where your clothes is, I'm only loving for the moment. She ain't got a man, but she's not alone. Miss Independent, yeah, she got her own. Hey, gorgeous, I mean flawless. Well, that's what you are, how I see it is how I call it. Yeah, look at how she walk, she know she bad. You do your thing, baby, I ain't even mad. And I ain't even fast, I'ma stay a while. Hold your head, Chris, I'ma take a
deal. Ooh, baby, I be stuck to you like glue. Baby, wanna spend it all on you. Baby, my room is the G-spot. Call me Mr. Flintstone. I can make your bed rock. I can make your bed rock. I can make your bed rock, girl. I can make your bed rock.
Yo, yo, yo. This is Matt Big Stats Frankel with my special guest co-host,
Skippa.
All right. And we have who I believe is the man of the hour for tonight, Daryl Russ.
Come hey, in, Daryl. How are you doing?
Doing good. So what inspired you to get into music and do what you do?
Well, my parents were both musicians, so it just kind of was in the blood. My mother was a singer, and my dad played guitar and bass, and actually he played a Martin guitar, which I'm named after. My middle name is Martin.
All right. So tell us, before we play this song, Don't Remember Me, what was going on when you wrote this song, and how did this song come to be?
Well, it really came to be kind of strange because I'd gone to a music conference in Pennsylvania that I didn't really enjoy, but I had come in contact with the producer there, and we struck a chord with each other and handled my demo and so forth, and we met up at his studio outside of Washington, D.C., and he just said, hey, look, just come in, we'll just get a group going and see where things go. We had some great lyricists out of New York, and he had a track already going, and I said, well, here's the song. I picked the lyrics that I needed. Here's first verse, bridge, and we went with it, and we laid it down, and that's kind of how it happened.
All right, here it is. Don't Remember Me.
I try to be your everything, even promise things that I don't mean. I tried to fool my heart for you, but now I know that I've been so cruel. That I can change. I tried to hide it from my face. I told myself how I should be, but I could not be just what I. To fool my heart for you,
And that is Don't Remember Me by Daryl Russ. Daryl, we have a question for you from our special guest co-host.
Hi. I was wondering what inspired you to become a singer?
Goodness, I don't know. I've done it since I was a kid. I just had that innate ability, and I just kind of always wanted to do it. And then, well, I went through several different avenues of music and so forth, and this just kind of came together, and it came together kind of fast. You know, I liked all sorts of music growing up, so, you know, most of my favorite types of music were more of the R&B influenced artists from the 70s and 80s, and they're still
definitely a good era.
Growing
yeah.
in me now. So,
what artists have inspired you?
Well, one that has always inspired me, and we lost her on May 17th, 2012, was the late, great Donna Summer. I had the honor of meeting this summer on a couple of occasions in New York City, and she was one inspiration. Got my parents, they played older rock and roll and some country. A local person who was pretty big from our area was the legendary Patsy Cline, and I liked the feeling that she emitted in her recordings, and she just felt that it was raw, it was real, she didn't need any tricks. Groups like the Eagles, Linda Ronstadt, Tina Turner still drives me crazy. She's incredible. Singers like Mickey Thomas from Starship from the 70s and 80s, and George Michael, great voice. Elton John, love Elton John. They all just kind of
yeah,
give me that little spark.
All right. Tell us about the song, Everybody's Looking for Something.
Well, that was another one that I did with Blake Alton. That's the gentleman that was the producer. And this was one that I did with his brother, same lyricist. And we went in and basically did the same thing. I had the lyrics, and he had laid a track down, and I found the pattern, and I just went in, and I really liked the concept of the song, because, I mean, you know, it kind of spoke to me, because, like, you know, everybody is looking for something. We go through our entire lives looking for whatever it is that we're after, and even though it may be the elusive butterfly, we still seek it. And we may do it in vain, but we still keep going.
Right, right. All right, here it is. Everybody's looking for something.
Be just what you wanted, as long as you continue blind. Cause I can drain my heart emotion too, till my tears run dry. But if you don't want just what I'm giving, then we're gonna have to say goodbye. Looking for something. Gonna be just what you wanted, as long as you continue
definitely love how you bring that old school R&B, really bringing it back to how it was when it began.
Oh, I love that song.
We look forward to having one or two of your songs on our upcoming compilation, Idol Compilation Volume 1.
That's great. Okay, appreciate that.
All right. Do we have a question from our special guest co-host? Apparently not.
Well, I'm an open book, so, you know, ask away.
Well, there's something I actually been wanting to on a political level that I found interesting that you both would have in common, mm-hmm. that I wanted to ask you both about.
Mm-hmm.
As an openly gay R&B singer and an openly bisexual female, what do you, this is a question for both of you. I'll let you answer first. How do you feel about what's been going on with the Supreme Courts and trying to get gay marriage legalized around the country?
Well, personally, I'm for it, whether we're gay or not gay. I mean, you know, from a legal standpoint, you know, I think that, you know, two people who are committed to each other should be able to, you know, really see, you know, a commitment in the eyes of the state, of the country, because so many things, they have no real legal protection as a, you know, a regular married couple would have.
Definitely. And Skip, what do you think?
I'm for it because I think anyone that's in love or in a relationship should be able to get married.
Absolutely. I mean, love is love, you know. I'm sorry.
Definitely. Love is love. And our group that we are in together, MSFP Crew, stands firmly on we believe that everyone should have the right to marry who they want, no matter what.
Yeah. Just be happy. To be honest with me, I can't be worried what everybody else is doing. I've got too much to worry about myself. So why would I be worried about what's going on in someone else's home as long as they're happy?
Right. And that's the way it should be. Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, the United States is, you know, brought together on the right to seek happiness. That's one of the ground rules in this country, and yet we kind of don't get to do it.
Yeah. It's interesting, just everything in the way of civil rights that has gone on this year between trying to get the gay marriage legalized, and then which seemed like steps in the right direction, but then we had steps in the wrong direction because of messed up laws where a domestic abuser and a wife who shoots a bullet into the air, she gets the abuser. There gets nothing, she gets 20 years, and then poor Trayvon Martin, who, that's just horrible. And so it's interesting to see the things that have happened in civil rights this year. Well, anyways, that's all the time we have for this show, but it's been great having you, and hopefully we'll talk to you again soon.
I appreciate you having me.
All right. And we're going to fade out on Don't Remember Me.
I try to be your everything, even promise things that I don't mean. I tried to fool my heart for you, I know that I've been so cruel. That I can change. I tried to hide it from my face. I told myself how I should be, but I could not be just what ain't me.
Well, we're about to sign off, but just know we're working hard to get ready for Idol Compilation Part 3. That's right, Idol Compilation Part 3. We're going to have a special celebrity guest with us,
and it's going to be exciting. That's all the time we have for today, folks. I'm Matt Big Stats Frankel, signing out. Remember, you can check out past and present episodes of Big Stats Idle Hour on our parent website, msfpinc.com. That's msfpinc.com. Check out, like I said, past and present episodes of Big Stats Idle Hour. Hear music by my group, MSFP Crew, as well as music that I've produced. See all the projects I'm involved with. Find out about the MSFP label and the MSFP studios. One project that I really want you to pay attention when you go to that site, msfpinc.com, that's msfpinc.com, is my startup foundation, the Big Stats Cares Foundation. We're raising money to start a foundation that will benefit special needs children through music education. So scroll to the bottom of that page and open up your hearts and donate. All right. We'll see you guys next time here on Big Stats Idle Hour. Peace.